Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're in the right place. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And to all the newcomers, welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And these are the attributes that require change in order to increase your vibration. Yes, vibe is also short for the word vibration. And why is it important that we have a high vibration? Because we want to get ourselves in alignment with the truth of who you are and the fact that you are super abundant, super joyful, super peaceful. However, when you're on a low negative vibe, you are neither of these things. So we want to increase our vibes, number one, for that purpose. And second of all, so that you can attract in all the goodies that you want. Because when you're attracting what you want, guess what? You're on a high vibe. So I always like to talk about vibrations because we're energetic beings. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It always was. And so I'd like you to ask yourself right now, what am I thinking? What am I thinking about? Am I in a mode of complaint? Or am I in a mode of faith? Because complaint is when you're focusing on your fear, false evidence appearing real. And that's all it is. It's just a perspective. It's just a thought that is not serving you. And so therefore you're attracting in what is in alignment with that fear. But you could just as easily focus on what you do want, just as easily. It's just that as human beings, we've been trained to think negatively. However, we can just as easily change that thought around. So ask yourself, what do I want? Very simple question serves as a reset to get yourself straight back into alignment so that the law, the natural law of attraction that exists, can attract in what you want. Yes, there are certain laws that we operate under in this universe, and one of them is the law of attraction, that you get what you focus on, and your feelings, your emotion, energy in motion, activates it and calls it into your reality. There is the law of gravity. Whether you choose to believe it or not, that is the reality. The law of gravity exists. There's another law, the law of flight. And this is what the Wright brothers discovered, that when you work in alignment with the laws are reality, then you can make things that are seemingly impossible happen. Can you imagine if the Wright brothers, can you imagine them in conversation saying they're going to create a plane that is made of metal that's going to go into the air? I'm sure people told them, you are crazy. This is impossible. And yet here we are. So when you know what you're doing and you can work with the laws, anything is impossible. So kings and queens, you need to know who you are. Who are you? You are an abundant being. Super abundance is your birthright. But what happens is that you allow those limiting beliefs that are inside of you, that you've been trained to have from since you were born. Born into a culture, a religion, a teaching system, parents even influenced by social media. All of these things is other people's thinking. It is not the truth of who you are. You are as God created you. And God created you as having a birthright to super, super abundance. So don't allow those limiting beliefs to get in the way. Push them to one side and focus on what you want. And you know, the other day, I experienced that there's a difference between actually knowing it and actually practically practicing that. I wanted to call a certain person, and I thought, oh my gosh, this person is making far too much money. They're exceedingly abundant. There's no way they're going to be interested in what I had to say. And my mind was saying all of these things, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. But I recognized, and this is what is great about this, when you can recognize that that voice is coming from your programming. And I was able to say, stop. I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to the truth of who I am. And the truth is that I am a super abundant person. I'm a queen, and it is my birthright as a child of the Most High to be abundant. And so today, I would like to talk about the power of your I ams. And the reason why is because we're in the month of January and we have goals. Well, I suspect that you have goals that you want to attain this year. But when I got to thinking about these goals, the question that came to me was, who do I need to become in order to attain that goal? I'll repeat it. Who do you need to become in order to attain your goal? Because no goal is impossible. You just have to be the person who has the mindset followed by the action to take it. Yes? So you have to have the mindset activated by the feeling. You have to embody what that is and what that means to then take the action and then have the result. You know, I've probably never really shared with you how I ended up having the Secret Vibe show anyway. How did I happen to be speaking on the Secret Vibe? Well, I have a list of affirmations, and I love affirmations because they affirm who you are. And one of my affirmations was, I am an international speaker. And when you write your affirmations, it's not a case of just writing it and giving it lip service. You have to feel the affirmation, because you have to be the affirmation. And by that, you have to express feeling wise how it feels if you are really there. And that's where visualization comes in. So I would look at my list of affirmations. I would say, I am a queen. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am, yes, and one of them was, I am an international speaker. Now, at the time when I said that I am an international speaker, I felt it and I visualized it. I could see myself standing on a stage and talking to thousands of people. I could see myself sharing my message, telling people that they're not who they think they are, that they are a child of the Most High, that there's so much power that they have. And I could see myself spreading my message, just propelling my divine assignment. And I saw that in my mind, and as I saw it in my mind, I could feel the feeling in my body emanating. And that's why you visualize, so that you can impart and express that energy out onto the plasticine of this world that is around us. Okay, so I saw it spiritually. An idea is just a spiritual thought before it is manifested, and I express that out. And so I had my list of affirmations. And one day, a lady friend called, a lady who had interviewed me on my very first book, she's got that vibe. And she said to me, Valerie, I think that you would be great to have your own show. Are you interested? And I said, well, yes. There was that little bit of doubt that came into my mind, where that voice from the perspective, you know, the perspective voice is a lie. The one, the conditioning voice, the programmed voice said, do you really think that you could do it? And I said, quiet. And I listened to the voice that said I was a queen and that I could do all that I set out to do. All that I set out to be, I can have. And I said yes to her. Now, at the time, I didn't connect it to the fact that I am an international speaker. I just didn't connect the two together. I just said yes, because it would allow me to grow as a person. And so here I am today, and it clicked inside of me. You know when the penny drops? I am an international speaker. Through this platform, my voice is heard, my message is heard around the world. And that's what's wonderful about the online space. Yes? It's like a conference without walls, and I love it. So who do you need to be in order to attain your goal? I would advise you to get a sheet of paper and write your goals down. In fact, it's biblical. The Bible tells us to make plain on tablet, because they used tablets in those days, to write your goal down. That's right. Write your goal down. And then think, like seriously, take a sheet of paper, put a line down the middle, put your goal to the left and to the right. Who do I need to be to attain this goal? And in so doing, you can now start to write your affirmation list. Now, I want to explain to you how this works. Now, the brain always wants to be right. So whenever you feed it with information and you believe within yourself that you can do it and you express that emotion, because it wants to be right, your brain says, wow, well, this isn't true right now. It doesn't feel true, but you know spiritually that it's true. And the brain will change your behavior to match it. The brain will cause your behavior to change to match its new mental conversation. How amazing is that? And so I want you to recognize through this exercise the I ams that you need to be. So when you call on the I ams that are not part of your conscious reality, what you're actually doing is you're resurrecting them from a state of dormancy within you. In other words, you already possess those qualities. You already possess them. And so that's why when you say an affirmation and you say it with feeling, the mindset is, I actually possess this affirmation, but I'm just calling it to the surface. I'm calling it within me. And it's the actual activation that you experience when you put your feeling into it. And then all that is around you has to conform. It has to conform. It has to bend to the new concept that you have of yourself, to who you have affirmed yourself to be. So when I first wrote my I am statements, it seemed like such a long stretch before I understood the principle that there is nothing that doesn't already exist. So what is spiritual has to manifest on the outside. So whatever your goal is, you need to change your I am to suit. I remember when I was a young girl, and this is advice for those people who are perhaps wanting to change their career. I remember there was a role that I wanted, and I really wanted to be in a role where I could just become just that little bit bolder. You know, I was a shy little thing when I was younger, and I just knew that it didn't serve me to be smaller. I remember looking at a poem by a lady named Marion Williamson. And her poem was so beautiful that I thought, this resonates with me. And this is, I'm not being the full expression of God. And I deeply wanted to become the full expression of who God intended me to be. And so I remember I came across this poem and I put it on my wall. And I didn't even really understand it at the time, but I read it and I thought, I need to change my I am. And I remember visualizing myself getting this job and being in the energy of it. And I imagined myself answering the questions concisely and strong and confidently. And you know what? I got the job. Why? Because I'd impressed it on this plasticine, this invisible plasticine around us, this world, this energy around us that shifts and conforms to the concept that we have of ourselves. And I was able to attain that job. And I remember looking at this poem that I had plastered on my wall. It's called Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. Some of you may not know it, and some of you may. And I thought, wow, this is really resonates with me. I didn't really understand all of it. I'll read it to you. It's called Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. And it reads, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Just digest that for a moment. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. In some books, it says beyond our imagination. And I've found that to be so true, because another way of saying that is that our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond our perspective. In other words, our perspective tells us who we think we are. Our perspective is our programming. But here is this line saying that we are powerful beyond our imagination, because there's always more. We're growing creatures. There's always more. We're unlimited beings. And I remember looking at the line thinking, but why would I be afraid of myself? Because the next line then says, it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Because in this world, we've been conditioned to shut down our light. We've been conditioned to not want to express our light. That's why we're so attracted to celebrities, people that shine their light. And here this poem is saying, it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? And it reads, actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. And I love that, because it was almost as if when I was at school growing up, it was immodest to own who you are. You know, you draw a beautiful picture and somebody would say, wow, that's fantastic. And you'd say, oh, it's not that great. Or some of you ladies, you might be wearing a really beautiful garment and you go outside and you know that you look good before stepping out. And someone gives you a compliment. And instead of saying thank you, you might say, oh, this old thing. Yes? But here in the poem, it's asking you, who am I? Because this is what you're thinking. Who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. I love that. Your playing small does not serve the world. In other words, you have to expand yourself. You have to become all that you can be. And that is unlimited, because you're a growing being. And that's why I say that you are a super abundant person. There is Do not put a cap on yourself. And the poem goes on to say, there's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. Isn't that the case sometimes? Where you feel maybe there's some of you out there who think, you know what, I need to dumb down myself to fit in with this crowd. I've heard countless stories of that. You know, children in school who are really bright, but they don't want to be recognized for their brightness because they won't fit in with their peers. And this attitude, even though you grow older, this belief is still within you and still controlling you. You know, we are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it is in all of us. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I love that because it's important that you become a shining beacon and a representation of an inspiration for another person. When they see you shining your light, it unconsciously gives them permission. How wonderful is that? So what I am will you choose today? Who are you? You are a child of the Most High. And so your birthright is to have whatever your mind can conceive, you can achieve. So be very mindful of buying into other people's aspirations, other people's predictions, other people's beliefs, because that's all it is. Every belief that you have will seek to be actualized. So you have to ask yourself, am I believing in what someone else is believing for me? Or am I sincerely believing in what is possible for myself without none of that radio frequency interruption from other people? And you know what? It takes guts to be bold. It takes guts. But the reality of it only comes out when you start to practice it. So I could speak till the cows come home about this. But to actually experience it means that you have to do. And you can completely believe in what I'm saying to you right now, but it only becomes true for you when you take action. You see, when you face your fear, that's when you see that that false evidence presenting itself is only appearing real. It's not real. So you may have a fear right now. I dare you to confront it, and you will see that it's not as bad as you thought it was. In fact, it will disappear. It will let loose of its grimy hands off of you so that you can be released from its shackles and become more. Because that's what we're about, aren't we? We're creatures who are more. But we have to believe in our unlimitedness. So grab hold of this information today. You know, every morning I meditate and I reflect on what is it that I want to achieve? What is it that I want to achieve? Who is it that I need to be. And there's a distinction that I want to make, and I really want you to catch this. When you set a goal for yourself, I want you to know that the goal, the how of achieving it, will present itself. But you have to be so alert to what that is, because it can come in a package that you couldn't possibly envision. Yeah? They say that small things come in big packages. I was thinking of the story of the man that was drowning, and he's asking God, save me, save me. And God sends a boat, and he says to the person, no, that boat's, I'm waiting for God to save me, I'm not going to get on this boat. And God sends another boat, and he says, no, I'm not getting on that boat, I'm waiting for God to save me. And this happens the third time, and eventually the man drowns. And when he gets to heaven, let me say another dimension, God says to him in response to his, God, why did you let me drown? God says, I sent you three boats. And isn't that true of life, that God gives us what we need? But if we don't recognize that he's blessing us with what we need, how are you going to walk in the energy of that gift? So I want you to understand that when you set a goal, know that you can only prepare so far. The rest is up to God's universe. Set it and forget it. And when I say forget it, I mean do not become attached to it. That is going to show up in the way that you think it's going to show up. You see, God, who sees everything, has millions and millions of avenues to get to you that what you have requested, that what you have set as your goal. And if your eyes are just focused on this one thing that is going to come in this particular way, when it does come through a different avenue, you won't recognize it, because you're just stuck on this one road. You know, you may say, I want to pay this bill. Let's just use a very simple example. That's your goal. I want to pay off this bill. I want to pay off this particular debt. And you're thinking that this particular route is going to allow you to pay off the debt. But God's got a million ways, a million avenues, a million roads and paths in which to solve that problem for you. But you're stuck on a path when he's delivered your answer on another path, and you're not there to receive it. And so you see, that is what alignment is. It's about requesting your goal, putting it out there, but setting it and forgetting it, taking your hands off, not being attached to the expectation of how you think it's going to show up in your life. And so the way that I do that, I say, you know what? This is what I want. And this is what I want to achieve. I would love to achieve it by this date. But you know what I say? God, if it is your will for that to happen, then so be it. And so I now begin to take action on achieving my goal. But I am very, very conscious, almost as if I'm following my goal, taking action for it to achieve. But also there's this awareness that something else might come in through my peripheral vision, through an avenue that I'm not even aware. And so I stay alert to what that is. Don't be attached to your expectation, and you will see it manifest in God's timing. So let your will be His will. So my time is up for now, just for now, because we're going to connect again in the Secret Vibe Lounge, because I love sharing and I love communicating to you what the Spirit teaches me. And I always think that something is never really received until it is received. Nothing is truly learned until the other person receives it. And then you know that you've truly taught it. So I hope that this touched somebody today. Thank you so much for visiting the Secret Vibe Lounge. Much love to you. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.